and it's picked off!
And every golden moment you'll want to watch over and over again.
Frederick Smith, one hand only, number one with an incredible catch.
The recognized name in U Sports football content with over 50 million lifetime views. Follow CFRC Power Plays on Instagram today. The wait is over. The time has arrived. Coming up next, first quarter football action. Brought to you by Sherry Doherty and Stage One Real Estate.
It is 3 p.m. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting not just live from the city of Kingston, but right now from Richardson Memorial Stadium overlooking Hargraves Way. This is Jesse Bell and Don Lewis here with preseason football action as your reigning and defending Yates Cup champion Queens Gaels host, as Don has mentioned on this broadcast before, the unquestioned national powerhouse program, the Laval Rouge et Or. And this is the first time we have seen these two teams play since 2009, a rather remarkable game hosted here as the Gaels, I don't want to call it an upset, but Laval certainly viewed it that way, beating the Rouge et Or on their way to, at the time of publication, the last Vanier Cup victory in program history. And Don, Laval, I think this is a very intentional, this is a tone-setting opponent for preseason. What does this game say to the rest of the OUA?
I think it actually says something to both conferences, and that both for Laval to come down and say, you know what, we want to take on the Yates Cup champions from last year, and that, and then from the other side, as you say, the Gaels are saying, look, we want to take on the Laval Rouge et Or, and that they, winners of the regular season last year in the RSEQ before losing that that home playoff game in the Dusso Cup to Montreal.
And we're just looking at who we've got at the captain's coin toss here. We've got Ian St. Arnaud representing the defense alongside Russell Weir, Riley Sherman, Alex Vraken,
and Jacob Baldwin.
I was going to say, I think that's Jacob Baldwin. So two defensive captains, three offensive captains. And, hey, I love seeing big number 67, Riley Sherman, in the midst of that captain's huddle there. And as you can hear, the players, they're fired up. It is, I think, a decent turnout for preseason football action. Certainly not as packed as that home opener will be on September 12th. Tickets are available. I recommend you get some season tickets. It's worth the price of admission because, well, this Gaels team, especially on the offensive side of the ball, they have got a number of studs, including number 87, Mateo Tuioti, recently highlighted as one to watch by the CFL Scouting Bureau, alongside Laurier's Ryan Hughes as two of the top-ranked offensive prospects from U Sports. And we watched Mateo Tuioti on Monday, Don. He looked locked in. He looked sharp. What kind of problems does he give the defensive secondary as a matchup receiving-wise?
It's the kind of variability, I think, of the Gaels' attack, is that you're often looking at, you know, you've got your guys out wide, your slot backs and that, but Tuioti just has such a knack of being able to sort of leak out of the backfield. They'll often kind of bring them in motion, and that's, again, been part of the staple of the Gaels' rushing attack, is to bring the H-back from the backside in motion across the other way. But then on the passing plays, Tuioti just keeps on leaking out and then finds that open spot in the zone, often out wide downfield.
And as we've seen, and you can go back and check the tape from McMaster in particular, very difficult player to bring down in the open field. And the Gaels are going to be receiving to kick things off. We have Jaden Blackman back in the lineup, albeit with a new position as defensive halfback. And he is going to catch this opening kickoff here just over the 10-yard line. He is breaking left, cutting it back. And great job there by Laval, giving very little space to a Queens player who in his first career game actually returned a missed field goal for a 119-yard touchdown, something we've talked about a lot on this broadcast already.
Alexis Dumais downfield quickly for Laval on the tackle that time.
here we go. So this looks like the Team 1 Gales offense. We've got Logan Walton. We've got Jack Ashby-Jacobs at your wide receivers. Cedric Smith and Russell Weir, 1 and 2 inside at the slot. And number 26, Ethan Dahl is your tailback. Breaking in a pistol formation here. Hand off to Ethan Dahl. Ethan Dahl cutting it back, running hard. A short gain up the middle there, Don. But I like the vision from Ethan Dahl. Saw the intention, or sorry, the primary lane was filled, cut it back, and managed to fall forward.
Tried to stretch it out wide, and then, but as you said, cut it back up the middle. Nice job sealing off, coming around from the backside. Nate Skeldon on that play. And you talk about four big shoes to fill at the tackle positions. Nate Skeldon on the right side and Riley Bishop on the left side, replacing Nick Canning and Jazz Kara.
One of whom we saw the other night playing for the Las Vegas Raiders. So high expectations indeed. Vraken passing on second down. He is going to take a hit, fumble it. It is recovered. Look like a big bull rush there. Knock the interior lineman right into Vraken's intended pass. The ball dropped down. It will be a two and out for the Gales. Recovered, I believe, by Riley Sherman. But that is, well, that's the Laval difference right there.
Yeah, as he said, just coming right up the middle. And, you know, Sherman, the middle of the Gales offensive line is where they have the experience right now with Hurst, Sherman, and Johnson.
I will say it was a pretty heavy A-gap rush. We saw the Laval linebacker come in and actually give his kind of nose tackle technique guy a shove. And, yeah, they were able to fill the hole quickly. Matt Driver, good punt here, tracked down and caught. Gales are going to have to try and make a play on the returner. And this Laval returner, number 31, that's Billy Jonas Pernier. And he is going to be tackled by Matt Driver. But there is, I thought I saw a flag as well, but I don't know if it actually was issued.
So a 54-yard return on that play, and I don't see any flags down on the field.
Nope, so that will be a great start for Laval, and maybe a bit of a wake-up call for the Gales here. You want Laval? You're getting Laval. A dominant defensive two and out followed up with a long special teams return, something we saw the Gales struggle with last year in the playoffs in particular. We've got a handoff here on first down, and Stephen Capea in on that tackle alongside Ian St. Arnaud and Jeremy Hiscox.
Mikola Postal with the carry on first and goal there. Starting at quarterback for Laval is Victor Charlon. LaPostal, the running back, played in just three games last year for the Rouge Or.
Listed as RB4, but he could be more of their primary power back from at least where their starting field position is here in the Gales red zone. Pass testing Dan McQuette, and Dan McQuette in the corner of the end zone. First career start. First career interception. I know, it's preseason. It don't count, but it counts to me and it counts to him as the Gales fire back with a big play of their own to snuff this Laval drive out in the end zone.
And it counts to Gales fans as they're seeing number 24 graduated to the Calgary Stampeders. Number 24 comes in, Dan McQuette, to fill his shoes, and did such a nice job there. You tell the defensive back, as soon as you see the receiver start to move the hands up, then that's when you have to turn. And you could see McQuette turned at the perfect moment to be able to make the play on the ball.
Like a sixth sense. He could not have been any more on the money, as we now have Isaiah Adams in at tailback for the Gales. Hand off to Isaiah Adams, trying to stretch this right, but isn't going to find much in the way of purchase there. Looked like that was number 8, Justin Cloutier, with the tackle there for the Rouge et Or. And yeah, I had to rub my eyes there. Deja vu all over again. In fact, Ashton Miller, Melançon, one of his final interceptions here at Richardson Stadium, a very similar situation against the York Lions, almost the exact same kind of play. That'll be second and 8 for the Gales from their own 22-yard line. If you're just joining us, 0-0 here in preseason football action. Neither offense has been able to get much going so far, which is not uncommon this time of year. Pass there to My goodness, number 83 for the Gales. I believe that is Noah Loudon. Good catch, but he paid a physical price for that one.
He paid the price, but picks up a first down. But great job by the interior of the offensive line. Again on second down, Laval coming with that double A-gap blitz, and this time the Gales able to pick it up and give Vraken the time to find Loudon open downfield.
And Vraken, he has got such a quick release, veteran quarterback. His pocket timing has improved so much. That internal clock, I think, is very finely tuned at this point. And credit to Loudon, young player, somebody we saw working through punt return reps as well, as Laval continues this aggressive blitz up the middle. Isaiah Adams with the handoff, the carry to the right-hand side, tackled up just over the 30. But Laval, so far, Don, blitzing these interior gaps almost every single play.
That time, Etienne Delisle, the Bandit linebacker, coming up to blitz, and the Gales saying, okay, if you're going to blitz off that hole, we're going to run right at that hole. But the left defensive end, number 51 on the play for the Rouge or Loic Brodeur, able to make the tackle.
As we have got, looks like Yannick Daig out, Mateo Tuioti in, definitely more of a passing fit here for the Gales with two receivers right and trips on that left-hand side. But we're going to see a handoff, and not much to work with there at all for Isaiah Adams. Immense penetration off the right-hand side there, and a tackle there by, was that Etienne Delisle?
Yeah, once again, he had the blitz on the prior play, and the Gales trying to change things up on second and long, but forced into another punting situation, and it's going to be important for the coverage team to get downfield as... Off the prior one was Billy Jonah Pernier had that long 54-yard return.
Not as disastrous an offensive sequence as the last time through, but still working out the kinks. Offense is notoriously much harder to learn early in the season than defense, and Matt Driver with a booming kick, well tracked by Pernier. But there's something that we didn't see a lot of from Matt Driver, much more directional punting, and as a result, Pernier tackled just over the Laval 45-yard line. And I talked to Matt over the summer, and consistency was kind of the overarching theme of that interview. And if he can make punts like that, still not perfect, but I think certainly much more in line with what the Gales were looking for, giving their defense a much better starting field position to work with. As we will see, first and 10 from the Laval 45-yard line. A quick hitter is complete. Tackle missed and then finished up by number 8, Jacob Baldwin. That was Charlin still as quarterback one in for Laval, and kind of mirroring what we saw with the Gales, quick pass on first down.
Cohen Hubbard with the initial hit on the play. We're seeing the Gales really rotate their down linemen right now. Tommy Nitschke, Eli Bennett, and Carter Martin out there as a front three.
And we are going to get a handoff up the middle, breaking it right. And what a great tackle by Evan Nitschke, Tommy's older, smaller brother. Possibly a touchdown-saving tackle there with the angle that the Laval halfback had. That is a great open field tackle from Evan Nitschke, one of the few veteran players in this defensive secondary.
Well, Nitschke saw a lot of action last year in the game against U of T when they brought Ian St. Arnaud inside, where St. Arnaud now is as a halfback this year.
Charlin throwing it out to the flat, complete. And there's a great tackle from number 27, Wilson Heslop, replacing another vaunted member of last year's outstanding secondary. He is the starting free safety, filling in for John Korskaden. And you can kind of see those Korskaden-like tendencies, at least in that tackle there. Very aggressive, did not wait, dove, made the tackle. And it's now a second and 6 or so from the Queen's 45-yard line. Charlin dropping back, and he is pressured and going down. Scary Steve giving Charlin a bit of a nightmare there, forcing him in, and I think that was mopped up by possibly either Eli Bennett or I think it was Bennett. So there we go.
Great play, though, as you said, by Capea. We saw him wearing number 72 as a practice jersey, going back to the number that he wore when he was with the Stampeders in their training camp this year. But just tremendous pressure coming around from the backside, forcing the quarterback to step up and forcing Laval into their first punt of this afternoon.
Which means we will get a chance to see Noah Loudon and Ben Falkowski as the primary punt returners on this one. That's what you want to see from that Queens defensive line, keeping pace with one of those big, strong, well-coached offensive line units, the type that you'll see in a Western, for instance. Ball bouncing, recovered by Falkowski. Falkowski cuts it up, and once again, paying this physical price against this well-coached and well-developed Laval defensive and special teams unit with a flag down for no yards. So the Gaels will have some breathing room. But so far, is this what you expected to see from this game, Don?
Certainly. When you mentioned a point earlier that oftentimes defenses tend to be a little bit ahead of the offenses at this time of the year because a lot of the timing plays that it takes for you, especially your run fits from an offensive perspective and, you know, the angle at which and the speed at which you want to hit the hole as well as the timing for some of those passing routes tends to be a little bit off.
And especially, like, these are two programs really built upon a strong defensive identity as well. So that becomes doubly true in a situation like this. We've got Yannick Daig and Mateo Tuioti as your H-backs. Ethan Dahl back in as your tailback. Braken takes the snap. The play itself, there was a slight mispositioning there. Either the handoff was a little too wide or Dahl was a little too shallow, but he didn't manage to take it with his feet under him. He was caught flat-footed, and as a result, he was tackled up for no gain whatsoever, setting up a 2nd and 10 from the Queens 13.
The thing there, Tuioti's block was a little bit further downfield, hitting one of the linebackers as opposed to having that crack coming back on one of the linemen coming across the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and you're going to need that chip block, especially we're talking about, you know, two new tackles getting their first real extended meaningful minutes. This is a heck of a test for them to deal with. Vraken going to take the sack, and that is what you don't want to see at any point, but especially in preseason, you don't want to see your starting quarterback the recipient of, once again, just a very strong Laval pass rush.
And that time, just a four-man rush from the Rouge Or.
And that will be another two and out for the Gaels, and very likely a safety conceded as well, given that Matt Driver would be catching this snap deep into his own end zone. So it will likely be a 2-0 margin here. Barring, hey, it's Matt Driver. They may let him just tee off and kick it, but no, he will take the knee. So we'll take a minute to thank our first quarter sponsor, Stage One Real Estate. With a robust background in insurance and customer service, Sherry Doherty boasts an extensive career that includes several entrepreneurial endeavors. With over 30 years of experience, the transition to real estate was a natural and easy one for her, and Sherry is on fire for customer satisfaction and is excited to serve the Kingston and Eastern Ontario communities. That's Sherry Doherty and Stage One Real Estate, our first quarter sponsors for Gaels Game Day all season long. And we will hear a quick word from Sherry herself at the end of this next drive. 1st and 10 for Laval from their own 35. Charlin rolling left, and that pass is going to be well wide of his intended target. He was looking for number 84, that's Smallwood. Kind of an unfortunate name, but we play the hands we're dealt in life. And it's going to be a 2nd and 10 from the Laval 35-yard line. Charlin still the starting quarterback as we are a little over halfway through our first quarter. And the Gaels, that's Carter Martin, that's your all-rookie team tackle, getting caught a little overzealous, jumping early there. But the question is, yes, they are going to say that he was responding in kind, so it's a procedure on Laval.
Our officiating crew this afternoon, as you mentioned earlier, the referee this afternoon, Scott Valberg, the umpire, Andrew Murray, down judge, Mark Burrell, line judge, Callum McLeod, side judge, Craig Pierce, back judge, Ben Gonert, field judge, Jaden Robertson, and the supervisor for the SAFT, longtime OU official, Murray Drinkwater.
Oh, yes, one of the, I think probably the most well-known OUA official. It is going to be, they've got it marked as 2nd and long, pass over the middle, incomplete. So we will see dueling two and outs here, all defense so far. And if you're Queens, you know, right now the big question mark is that offensive line struggling, and not so much just at the tackle position, but just struggling with this Laval front in general right now. Lots of blitzes, but as you mentioned, that last passing down for the Gales was just a simple four-man rush, and it was able to push multiple linemen into the pocket for Alex Vraken. So going to need to reset and make this next series your best series, because you haven't really had a chance to get anything going on offense with those line struggles. Punt is going to be taking a nice Richardson Stadium bounce and going out of bounds. And on that note, let's hear a quick word from Sherry Doherty in Stage One Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? Don't fumble your biggest investment. Put the Stage One Real Estate team on your roster. With a winning game plan, expert coaching, and the hometown experience, we'll help you cross the goal line with confidence. Call the Stage One Real Estate team today, because every great move starts with Stage One.
Emile Choquet on the punt that time for Laval. Just a 27-yarder gives the Gales their best field position here this afternoon.
Right you are, just shy of midfield, about the Queen's 53-yard line. Going to be a handoff here, and this is Jace Baldwin, and Jace Baldwin with the best play of the day for the Gales, breaking left, and we have got a little bit of extracurricular activity out there. Thankfully, cooler heads are prevailing, but Mateo Tuioti with a mauling block of number 26 for the Rouge et Or. That's Xavier Thibodeau. Not exactly the kind of matchup you want against 6'5", 260-something-pound Mateo Tuioti.
But great vision by Baldwin, able to bounce that ball outside. And not just Tuioti, but good job blocking downfield by Loudon, along with Cedric Smith.
So we've got a first and 10 from the Laval 45-yard line. First time the Gales have been in positive territory. Blitz coming. Quick hitter from Vraken to Ashton Watson. And Ashton Watson just isn't able to get anything going there. Pass, I will say, a little bit behind him. He had to adjust, and by the time he got his hips flipped, he was already most of the way down to the ground.
On that play, Laval bringing two blitzers, and Baldwin a nice job stepping up to take the outside man. But as you said, Jesse, I think kind of threw off the timing from Vraken getting the ball out.
And we've been mentioning this all broadcast long for both teams. The timing isn't going to be there quite yet. Remember, folks, training camp started a week ago. So we aren't even in the second phase yet. This is still very much figuring things out. These are live rounds against a great opponent. Second down, screen pass to Jace Baldwin, and this is a great call. Jace Baldwin making a couple men miss, breaking left. Jace Baldwin, well, well, well. Don, it may not be a long search to find your primary tailback if Jace Baldwin keeps playing like this. Electrifying stuff from number 35.
Well, just giving a couple of dead legs to the Laval defenders on a couple of plays, just stepping out of the tackle twice. And we saw the power on the prior play that time, the speed, but also we saw him as a pass blocker.
Mm-hmm.
This, not that time, as a pass receiver. Certainly gives the Gales offensive coaches a lot to play with there when the running back can do that.
Good false count there by Vraken. He can see the blitz man. What are they going to do about it? Vraken has got time. He is looking to the corner of the end zone. Oh, a beautiful attempt for Ashton Watson, but great coverage there. Blanketed, fantastic work from the Laval Rouge et Or, but I love what I saw from that Queens offense there. Vraken drew the blitzer, he saw him, the offensive line responded, opened up a great passing window, and I think in almost any other game, Vraken's keeping that and running, but for this one, yeah, why not? Give it a shot.
The other thing on that play, we've seen a lot of pressure from the Laval defense. That time, Nate Skeldon did a great job at the right tackle position, pushing his man outside. Vraken saw the hole to step up inside to release the ball downfield.
We have got a second and 10 from the Laval 16-yard line. Vraken's pass batted down. Not much you can do there. It was a good block from Skeldon, but that was a great play from the rush end for Laval. Actually, was that
Thibodeau coming in, and then Jace Baldwin tried to do a sort of chip block to bring his arms down, but Thibodeau was able to time that.
Well spotted, Don. When they get into the scuffle, the scrum like that, it's sometimes hard to see whose hand is on the ball, but great call there as the Gales will bring out Tyler Mullen back for his final season with the Tricolor, looking to rewrite the kicking record book, and this will be his first piece of action today. And he will put that one through. 3-2 is your score. Bit of a soccer score here at Richardson Stadium, and I don't know if you saw, Don, the women's soccer team and the men's football team had their annual penalty kick shootout this year, going to the women's soccer team, a 5-4 scoreline. So we're hoping that doesn't augur poorly for the rest of the season with the Gales. They won last year, if you're curious, before going all the way to the Yates Cup.
So you mentioned Tyler Mullen looking to break some of those career kicking records, just 39 points behind breaking the record of Dan Village going into the Hall of Fame, Gales Football Hall of Fame last year.
And it seems highly likely that number 42 will make his own Hall of Fame legacy one day. Jacob Baldwin there, the first man in on that Laval handoff. They're running that one to the left-hand side. Running it into Jacob Baldwin's orbit never seems like a wise decision to me. And he makes the tackle there, setting up a 2nd and 5 from the Laval 40-yard line.
Running back Oliver Tarrou tripped a little bit in the backfield, but was able to regain his balance.
So here we go. Laval running a balance formation here, keeping a couple extra guys in to pass block. Good call. Pass complete over the middle. It's going to be close to a first down. Dan McQuete, one of the primary tacklers in on that play. And I think that will indeed, with forward progress, give Laval a first down. Just a quick hitter there, and both teams making adjustments to try and keep their quarterbacks clean here. You're dealing with two of the best pass rush teams in the entire country, and it's still early on, so I feel like those pass rushers are going to be extra potent. We're going to get a handoff on first down up the middle. Short gain there. Number 99, Eli Bennett, in on the tackle.
Marcotte with the carry for Laval.
Setting up a 2nd and 5 from the Laval 50 with about 35 seconds to play in our first quarter of football action. And we are going to get some laundry on the field. So far, Laval, the only team to be afflicted with penalty-itis here, moving themselves back another 5 yards, setting up a 2nd and 10 from where this first down play started on the 45-yard line.
Gales again rotating their defensive line here. Tristan Burrell in at the nose between McQuete and Bennett.
Here we go, switching from a 3-man to a 4-man front as well. Dropping back, under pressure, great throw, but it is knocked out, and there is Dan McQuete again. My goodness, what a first quarter for McQuete. A pass breakup, an interception. This kid is really showing flashes of something special here.
Both McQuetes on the call a bit. You know, we often saw last year it was DJ Ryan that the Gales would often bring down from a linebacker to sort of the fourth man on the line. Daniel McQuete. Came down number 44 on the line, and then Gales brought James Gillingham backside on a backside blitz.
And that rotation of pass rushers has been so successful for them last year, and it's paying dividends here. Great punt caught by Noah Loudon, and Loudon isn't going to find much purchase. Let me give another shout out to our first quarter sponsor, Sherry Doherty in Stage 1 Real Estate. Now here's a bit more about Sherry. Having successfully raised her own family and undergone multiple moves, Sherry has gleaned valuable insights into the importance of a happy, comfortable, and vibrant home. She understands it as the foundation for family life and a fulfilling future for all. Her ultimate goal is to leverage her expertise to help you find the perfect home that not only meets your needs, but sets the stage for the unique story of your life. We're going to hear a word from Sherry Doherty again, but once again, folks, if you want to learn more about Sherry, you want to hear her on CFRC's airwaves, you can tune in Monday mornings at 10 a.m. for Finding Your Way Home, or Thursday evenings at 4 p.m. for 30 Years of Nonsense with her husband, Terry Doherty. So once again, thank you to Stage One Real Estate and Sherry Doherty. We're going to throw to a word from her before we come back with second quarter football action.
Buying or selling a home? Don't fumble your biggest investment. Put the Stage One Real Estate team on your roster. With a winning game plan, expert coaching, and the hometown experience, we'll help you cross the goal line with confidence. Call the Stage One Real Estate team today, because every great move starts with Stage One.
And we are back in action here at Richardson Stadium. If you're just joining us, this is preseason football here on Gales game day, and we have got my high school alumnus, Josh Bennett, in at tailback here for the Gales. His first piece of action in the tricolor period, a kid who had spent a couple of years just grinding away at practice, runs his own summer business. We will talk about that at a later date, but here for Queens in the first time, staying in and then dropping out into the flat. Quick hitter to Cedric Smith, and Cedric Smith with a great gain there on first down for a first down, and that's a bread and butter play, Don. That's something I expect we're going to see all season long from the Gales.
Nice timing play. Offensive line allowed Vreeken to stand back there, and that was sort of one of the evolutionary aspects of his game we saw last year, when he sort of throws it at that sort of three-quarter motion, gets the ball out quickly, and then another silky move by Cedric Smith finding that opening in the zone.
So we've got a first and 10 from the Queens 42-yard line. Vreeken under pressure, and he is going to take a wide berth, but you just got to get, oh my gosh, taking a 25-ish yard sack. A surprising play there from your veteran quarterback, Don.
It's actually going to be about a 38-yard loss on the play here, but busting through the defensive line that time, Nathan Charron, and then also coming through Loic Berdur. What they did was that they kind of enveloped him, and that Alex tried to look left to see if he could spin out and throw the ball away and was unable to.
And that will put the Gales at second and, yeah, about 40.
I'd say second and about Belleville maybe here.
Not where you want to be either way. And we're just going to see a handoff. Here we go, Josh Bennett. Josh Bennett getting loose. Nice handoff up the middle on a halfback draw play. Picking up about 5 yards. And we are likely going to see another surrendered safety as we continue to see extracurriculars. And a lot of it seems to be centered around number 87, Mateo Tuioti.
Alexi Dume, the defensive back, and Tuioti exchanging English and French verbiage on that play.
Yes, as can be expected with these kind of bilingual showdowns. Anytime you have the OUA and the RSEQ meeting, most of it isn't stuff that would make it to broadcast, I suppose, is the way to frame it. So Matt Driver likely going to concede another safety here. Yes, indeed. So it's been technically all special teams scoring here. Two safeties for the Gales, and a field goal kicked by Tyler Mullen, making it a 4-3 ball game here.
You know, the Gales had the timing, and they had the time on that first down pass play out there to Cedric Smith, and then they had the time from the offensive line. But you know, you take a look at how many offensive and defensive linemen Laval graduate to the CFL every year. Like, they are, you know, the best program in the country along the offensive defensive lines, and we're certainly seeing the pressure that they're getting on the Gales.
I mean, this is a program that's a level beyond even the Windsors and the Westerns of the OUA. And Charlin, completion over the middle. Great catch there. And Brandon Spence putting a very physical exclamation mark on that first down completion for the Rouge et Or.
There's Charlin, lots of time to get rid of the ball that time.
Passing time has been a rarity, a luxury in this game so far. First and 10, Laval from about the 52-yard line. And there's a great play from Sam Clark, number 94, his first action in the tricolor, and he gets a huge tackle for loss, ripping in off the left side of the line. What a play for number 94, Sam Clark.
Clark as the field side defensive end. They've got Nitschke at the nose and then Eli Bennett on the boundary side defensive end, and just tremendous speed that time from Clark to step inside the tackle and make the back tackle from the backside.
I thought it was Oliver Jackson at first, the way he got that kind of next level penetration and made the play. So here we go, second and long, and Charlin's got time. He's trying to test Ian St. Arnaud, and great job there by St. Arnaud, and I love how he saw the ball was not going to be playable. He didn't do anything stupid. He just kind of like put his hands up and walked the rest of the play out. So that's going to be a punt situation for Laval, made possible thanks to a great tackle for loss from, and I think he's marked as what, their third or fourth defensive end in the rotation. So talk about making your minutes matter. Sam Clark, great play there from number 94. Punt situation. Caught by Noah Loudon, but out of bounds. No return there. Setting up a first down for the Gaels, keeping the Team 1 offense on the field. Ethan Dahl going to be your tailback. And I think, Don, my sagely words of advice, just don't do what you did on your last first down play. And I think the offense might be in better field position if that's the case.
Yeah, well, you can't give up a 37-yard sack on this play, seeing as we're starting at the 23-yard line. But you're right. It's discretion is the better part of valor. Just eat the ball if you have to on a play like that again.
And I get it. We all want to be the hero. But time and a place. First and 10 for the Gaels. Hand off to Ethan Dahl. And Ethan Dahl's got a bit more to work with this time around. Good gain on the left-hand side of the field. And just followed his big blockers. Made one cut. Good six-yard gain, setting up a second and 4.
We've seen this a couple times. Laval coming with a late blitz. Sean Sine, the linebacker on the field side, coming in late. But the offensive line doing a good job, opening up a decent hole for Dahl on first down.
Setting up a second and manageable, something that has been in short supply for both teams so far here today. 10 minutes to play here in your second quarter of football action. Freakin takes the snap, blitz coming. Oh, and he managed to get the pass off. Ashton Watson just a little outside his catch radius there, and that will be a, say it with me at home, 2 and out as this defensive stalemate continues here on a hot August day at Richardson Stadium.
And Sine again coming in on the blitz, the backside pressure on Vraken forcing him to get rid of that ball just a tick earlier than he wanted to.
And Vraken taking some hits here today. Not what you want to see in a preseason football contest. But I would imagine probably a one-half situation for your starting quarterback when you've got 4 guys on the dress roster, including 2 that you're going to want to take a look at for possibly next year in Tyson Gooden and Ashton St. Germain. High punt by Matt Driver. And that's a tackle from Ben Walker. Yes, long snapper tackle, Don. One of my favorite things to see in football action.
Well, the other man downfield along with Walker was Russell Weir. But as you say, you only ever want to call Ben Walker's name when he's downfield making the tackle.
That's right.
Kind of thing, because he's always been so dependable as a long snapper this last couple of years for the Gaels.
My favorite thing was playing long snapper on punt, because nobody could touch you, so you had free reign to just run down the field and hit somebody. First and 10 for the Laval Rouge or Sam Clark in there again, losing his footing. Pass complete, and it's going to be a tackle from Brandon Spence, but this time he's on the receiving end of some physicality there from the Laval Rouge Or, setting up a second and 2 just over into Gale's territory. This comes from the 51-yard line.
That time setting up the wide receiver screen to Renee and then showed some nice movement up through the middle of the Gale's defense.
So second and short. Laval definitely had the edge here. Tristan Burrell makes a nice move, but he's unable to secure a tackle, and that's going to be a simple and clean first down right up the middle there by Burgot. That's Charles Bourgault out of Cégep de Lévis with a first down run there. And we talked about the Gales rotating running backs, but Laval has been dipping into their depth chart all day so far. Balance formation, that's a receiver and a slot on each side. Pistol here, so the running back is behind the quarterback, looking to stretch this one out. Jacob Baldwin making the tackle, but Sam Clark, once again, making a nice effort on that to slow him up. He didn't have the block fully shed, so he couldn't get a hand on him, but he was able to just kind of throw his body in harm's way and at least partially close the hole, as we have Daniel Makwete rotating in for Carter Martin here. So definitely more of a speed fit. Tristan Burrell, your nose with Capea and Clark on the end. Charland's pass is complete, tackled up by a trio of Gales, including number 3, Evan Nitschke. And it looks like number 15, James Gillingham.
Renee again, the receiver. But he looked, and indeed it is going to be third and very short. All he had to do was fall forward, and it was one of those routes he tried to drag it back in across the middle and then lost about a half yard on the play.
So very competitively played so far with 7 minutes and about 18 seconds to play in our first half of football action. We will have a halftime show brought to you by Stage One Sound coming up after a short halftime break. And the quarterback sneak is going to get more than enough for a first down. So the best drive of the game from either offense so far for the Laval Rouge et Or.
There's Vincent Gagné, listed as a defensive back, but it appears to be their short yardage quarterback coming in to pick up the first down.
We saw the Gales coming with a very different approach on Monday night for their short yardage quarterback. We'll see if we get that in this game. Charlin over the middle. Ooh, dangerous pass there. Wilson Heslop just about a step and a half behind. Might have been able to secure that one. Nevertheless, it falls harmlessly to the turf, so we're going to get a second and 10 from inside the Queen's 35-yard line. This is about the 33.
Manny Tiber, the intended receiver. But you had St. Arnaud in underneath coverage, and then, as you said, Jesse Heslop over top.
And I've been impressed by the Queen's secondary so far. Tough test for their first game as a new unit. Over the middle, off his receiver's hands. And that's a play that usually by week 3 of the regular season you're going to be able to make. But here in the preseason, that pass falls incomplete. So Laval going to try and extend their lead to 4 with a field goal try here. And the kicker, Forteza.
Forteza last year in the regular season, good on 12 of 21 field goals. His long was from 43. He's got a little bit of a breeze at his back right now.
Obviously looking for a jump up in production from Forteza. And that one is going to be wide, but it's going to go to the back of the end zone. So no triple, but a single extends the Laval lead to 2, 5-3. Which, no, we aren't in the second period. This isn't a Queens and Laval hockey game. This is a football game, folks, albeit one that has been largely dominated by defenses so far as we are over halfway through our second quarter of football action.
And a big weekend of OU RSEQ exhibition action. Toronto and McGill playing down in Montreal this afternoon. Guelph also going to Montreal to take on the Concordia Stingers. And then the third Montreal game, Ottawa at the Carabin.
That's going to be a slugfest, especially with how Ottawa's defense, how great they've been. Breaking most time he's had all day. Looking for Logan Walton. Cut by Logan Walton. Down into Laval territory on the left-hand side of the field. Number 13. Maybe in playoff form a bit early. Are you counting the Gales or the Rouge et Or, Don?
The Saint-Gall for the 50 yards on that pass completion.
And you talked about this in the pregame show. Logan Walton, it just seems like when he's in these big games, when the opponents are at their best, Windsor, Saskatchewan, Laval, he's always good for some kind of explosive, momentum-shifting play. The Gales are in their best field position so far, taking the snap from the Laval 25-yard line. Hand off to Isaiah Adams, and Isaiah Adams seems to be an issue with footing here today. We've seen a couple runners kind of just take odd hacks at it, but good game, picking up about 5 yards up the middle, and maybe running lower to the ground may have benefited him there.
Seen the Gales that time going with more of their drive blocking approach as opposed to, you know, the kind of bread and butter when they'll bring the lineman from the backside, moving the H-back in motion, you know, probably, I think, in response certainly a little bit to some of the pressure that this Laval defensive line has been bringing.
So we've got a second and six, but the Gales are going to be moving back 5 yards. Their first penalty of the ball game here, procedure on the Gales. But still well within, at the very least, field goal range. Try and take a one-point lead here. But this is more in line with, I think, what we're expecting from this Queens passing offense. We know they have the pieces. They have the tools. This is one of the units that has the most continuity on the team. And that's, I think, the first time we've seen a pass play to Logan Walton. And he picks up over 50 in one go. And
once again, the timing from those two.
It's just next level. Second and 11 from about the 30-yard line. Vraken running for his life. Whoa! A late, late hit, but complete to Russell Weir. I cannot believe, Don, that was not roughing the passer. That ball was out of Raken's hands for about a second and a half. Still, Russell Weir, what a catch. What a throw under duress from Vraken. But I don't know. I'm surprised in a preseason football game that wasn't flagged.
No favoritism from this OU crew. But that time it was Vraken seeing when he didn't have the time, quickly getting out to the left. And this is something oftentimes you see quarterbacks want to roll to the right if they're a right-handed quarterback. But Alex certainly last year showed the propensity to be able to throw well going across his body, going out to the left, and then a great catch by Weir downfield.
So we've got a first and goal for the Gales from the 6-yard line. Play action. Oh, I love this. To Logan Walton into the end zone. What a brilliant play action pass, Don.
And unfortunately, Logan Walton only in preseason action here. We did not get the backflip in the end zone after the touchdown, as we saw a couple times last year. But a beautifully designed play by Matt Nesbitt and the Gales offensive coaching staff.
That is picture perfect. Everybody on the field bought that handoff with the motion because they run that kind of internal receiver chip block motion all the time. Instead of blocking down, Walton just slipped into the flat, caught the pass from Vraken, and no backflip, but we did get a nice high finger roll into the end zone there as the Gales draw first offensive blood here today. And Tyler Mullen, as he always is, right on the money from extra point distance. A bit of an uncommon score line, but an interesting one all the same, as we now have a 10-5 football game, and this will be the first chance we've seen the Queens kickoff unit on the field.
Well, and you wonder, with so many guys on the field, do we potentially see arguably the strongest leg at that Gales kicking unit?
We are going to get Mullen, but Don is making reference to Mark Cappuccini Gutierrez, and we do have an out-of-town score from one of those OURSEQ games as McGill handles Toronto 34-1 in their preseason contest. We will, of course, give you more preseason scores as they come across our desk, but the first of those OURSEQ games is now in the books. A dominant performance for the McGill Redbirds over next week's opponent for the Gales, the Toronto Varsity Blues. And that's a program that has a great deal of history behind it, but we would love to see a competitive Blues team again, because those Queens-Toronto games, when they're both at their peak, oh my goodness, immensely compelling stuff.
The Gales potentially missing a man on the... Sorry, they're wanting to get the kicking ball out there. Okay.
I was going to say, I was like, I've got 12.
preseason action for the sideline crew as well.
Hey, shout out to the ball boys. Queens starting quarterback Alex Vraken in his youth one of the ball boys for this Queens team. So we could see one of the future stars of tomorrow schlepping the ball on the sidelines as Tyler Mullen, low kind of tabletop kick there, fielded, and that was Charlie Smith making an admirable attempt, but we might see a very long and productive return from the Rouge A-Or. And so far, the Queens special teams units, although we do have a flag down at the 30-yard line, but struggling with this athletic and physical Laval blocking scheme. Did you see some of these setup blocks they had on kick return there? My goodness.
Joey Marcotte, the return man on the play for Laval. And it was certainly something that they had set up a return right as he took it at the along the numbers on the near side of the field, went all the way around to the backside. But it is going to be a holding penalty that's going to negate the majority of that return. The penalty taking place at about the 38, so it looks as though Laval will get this drive scrimmage just inside their own 30.
Good catch there, and once again, and at least in my experience, special teams tends to be a spot where you don't necessarily have as many of your established starters, so they're guys that are really trying to make a name for themselves, and sometimes you run into those big, gigantic, lumbering special teams blockers for these power conference teams, and I guess it's a nice welcome to U Sports football moment for some of those younger players on the Gales especially. Let's see, we've got Carter Martin, Stephen Capea, and Eli Bennett. Haven't seen much of Oliver Jackson today, which makes sense to me, but just worth noting. Hand off, Stephen Capea in pursuit will be credited as the main man in on that takedown alongside Jeremy Hiscox, number 46.
Also in a defensive back on the field side halfback position this time for Dan McQuetty is Xavier Smith, number 36.
Younger brother of number one, Cedric Smith. Something you talked about last year a lot, Don, the brother pairings alongside Nate and Adam Skeldon. We have the Smith brothers. And good to see Xavier, who's done a lot of work with former sponsor and longtime friend of CFRC Power Plays, Eric Colonna, Pick Six Athletics. Saw him at training camp on Monday. We have number 10 in for Laval, so a new quarterback. That is Jeremy Willetz, who sent an errant pass there to bring up a two and out for the Rouge A-Or. So Laval, first team to switch up their quarterback play.
Felix Auger, the intended receiver that time, he was open if the pass was just a shade more accurate on it.
And it's looking like, Don, Ashton St. Germain getting dapped up by a number of players. He might be getting ready to go in for the Gales, number 19.
Another uniform number change from last year.
Very much so. Yeah, we're going to keep track, folks. We will we'll be ready for, for me next week and for Don, the home opener. Noah Loudon, number 83, fielding this punt. Manages to wiggle out of a couple, but look at that gang tackling from the Rouge A-Or. That is textbook stuff. And yes, St. Germain in at quarterback for the Gales. So Alex Vraken, after throwing a touchdown to Logan Walton, his day is done. I expect we're going to see St. Germain and Gooden as your primary guys for the rest of the game. Maybe a little bit of Noah Walters at the end, but he is a true first year, whereas St. Germain, I believe, first year of eligibility, but second year as a player.
Gale staying with their starting front five and most of their starting receivers out there.
With Falkowski and Noah Loudon out wide as the notable exceptions. Going to get a handoff here. And Jace Baldwin again, Don. Great job cutting it back. I thought he had bobbled the ball. But if he did, he managed to recover it in midair.
And we often talk about bringing the backside H-back or the backside receiver. That time it was Jack Ashby. Jacobs did a tremendous job coming from the backside, kicking out the rushing linebacker, and then allowed Baldwin to step inside and pick up about a nice gain of 6 yards on first down.
Setting up second and four from the 43. Ashton St. Germain directing traffic. We have got, I believe, a new H-back in as well as Chase Baldwin, Don. He's unbelievable. Handoff up the middle, about four Rouge A-Or defenders. Baldwin somehow, like Houdini, manages to squeeze himself out of an impossible situation and pick up first down distance. This kid is electrifying.
Did a great job just reading his blocks that time and extending the play to pick up the first down.
I'm almost at a loss for words because he's right now doing things that just should not be possible given the physical layout of the defense, but great work there for number 35. First and 10 for the Gales. First pass from Saint-Germain. Right idea, just not the right execution. Screen pass, he was under pressure. He left his feet, and as a result, that pass was about 2 feet shorter than it needed to be.
If it's not a screen play, then it's going to be Baldwin trying to pick up the blitzing linebacker, Philippe Robert, on the play that time. But Robert getting in there, Saint-Germain unable to get the ball out to Baldwin.
So that brings up a second and 10 from about the 48-yard line of the Gales with a minute and 20 remaining in our first half of football action. I'm getting warmed up, too. We have got three receivers right. Saint-Germain, quick hitter left. Unbelievable! Over Noah Loudon to Ben Falkowski. Ben Falkowski cuts it up, cuts it forward, and picks up a massive first down. Just how they drew it up, Don. Just how they drew it up.
And in baseball, you might call that a 6-4-3 double play, but that was a 1983-11 quarterback, receiver, receiver to pick up the huge first down. But the presence of mind.
Yeah, Ben Falkowski
to make that reception. And, you know, fortunate as the ball was obviously slightly overthrown on the initial play to Loudon.
I have not seen many plays like that in my career, Don. That is maybe a first for me. The over the and Loudon, shorter receiver, working in the slot. So it was maybe just about a foot and a half over where it needed to be. That was a quick hitter to Ashton Watson. And Saint-Germain, he had his primary all the way. Did not look off anybody other than number 16 for the Gales. And, of course, number 16, we want to shout out Nathan Falcone doing great things, playing professional football in Europe down in Germany. We've got Ashton Watson here. Was 83 last year. Switched to 16 here, looking to live up to that great legacy. And he just picked up a gain of 6, setting up a 2nd and 4 from the, not quite 16, but 15-yard line.
Another shout-out to another member of the team last year getting a tryout this week with the Baltimore Ravens, Jared Kasari.
I forgot to mention that. Yes, very cool. Saint-Germain looking for Falkowski again. That time, Falkowski not quite as tuned in to the timing and wavelength as his quarterback. Nearly picked off, but I do like what I've seen from Saint-Germain to an extent. He looks like, for a first-year guy playing this level of competition, I think his poise is pretty admirable, obviously. Lots to work on, but hey, you have the second-longest passing play of the day to your credit.
Now, Laval may be rotating some of their second-string D-line in, but credit to the Gales coaching staff. You put your starting offensive line in there to give, because they did a good job providing some timing for him to get rid of the ball on that series.
And with that starting O-line, even though we have some experience on the interior, it's still quite a young unit overall. As Mullen's kick, you already know at home, up and in through the uprights. So the Gales extending their lead to 8. It's a 13-5 ball game with about 27 seconds left in our first half. Just a reminder, folks, we are going to take a short little break so Don and I can get some water into us. It is a swelteringly warm day, and we don't have to say who, but one of us is definitely wearing way too many layers for the occasion. So
let's just say the radio crew tend to dress far more than the TV crew tend to for Gale's coverage. The other member of that special teams unit, let's credit the job holding here this season. Last year was Nathan Falcone. Matt Driver now taking on that role, holding on the extra points and field goals.
So here we go. Screenplay from Laval. Oh, Daniel Maquette just a little too quick. Wow. Was that Wilson Heslop in on that tackle with force and fury? First down Laval, but I'm impressed at how quickly Heslop from his free safety position came down to make that play.
Nice setup by Laval on the play, setting up the screen to Joey Marcotte. As quickly in providing pressure was Eli Bennett, and a timeout now being called by Laval.
If you're just joining us, folks, we are coming towards the end of our first half of football action. We are hoping during the Stage 1 Sound halftime show to have some out-of-town scores for you. We have the one that we'll be able to report from McGill and Toronto, but I think it's fair to say there's going to be more eyes on the Ottawa, Montreal, and Guelph Concordia games in particular. I also think it would be fair to say the vast majority of the people following along are most interested in this game. The reigning and defending Yates Cup champions, the Dussault Cup runner-ups in Laval, who are, you know, consistently the strongest team in the country. And, folks, if you think Western is dominant, they are, but yep. Laval, another level to it.
When we're talking before the game, Jesse, I think you said you go back to 2003 is the last time Laval did not make it to the conference final.
It's an unbelievable run. They have won 12 Vanier Cups and 17, at the time it was the Dunsmore, now it's the Dussault Cup. So 17 regional